trying to get your weekend started right here. Weekend wake-up tradition for 28 years. Rosie on the house. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We've published an article that you can have by subscribing to our newsletter. Every week you'll get a new article. It's this week's question is, do I stay or do I go? And we take you through the decision-making process by asking five very distinctive questions. Do you still like the location of your current house? We've already covered that, did that earlier in this hour. Then we want you to think about what's right or wrong with the size and the features of your current house. Let me cover that in just a minute. I've got Harlan and Sam on hold with questions about projects they're trying to tackle around their house. And we'll get to the calls right after this. Just give me a minute here to kind of cover some ground here. So one of the first things when people call me and ask me out to the house for a remodeling project they've got in mind, very seldom do they really know what they want. They just know what they don't want. So I always start the conversation there. What's not working in this house anymore? And it can be a traffic pattern. It can be a change of use in the house. You know, someone's moved out or someone's moving back in. It could be deferred maintenance that wasn't completed in this last decade of the Great Recession. Things just got ignored. It could be things that are broken, like ovens or refrigerators that are driving a kitchen remodel. It could be outdated plumbing fixtures in a bathroom. And I just asked them, what is it that's broken? I was visiting with a friend. I mentioned that I was in Crystal Point earlier this week. You know, he is on a beautiful lot right on Central Avenue in North Phoenix. And he just said, Rosie, I'm looking for a lock and go situation. He says, look at all this landscaping I've got to tend to. And you hire your yard boys and you hire your pool people, but they're still not tending to it to the level of detail that he does. And he says, I'm done. I'm trading in all this landscaping and all this vegetation for a 10th floor condo at Crystal Point that every morning I get up, I can have my coffee on the patio looking at the Superstitions, the McDowell Mountains, Squaw Peak. I mean, why wouldn't I do that? And then when Sweetheart and I want to get away for the weekend, we simply just lock the door. So one of the things that can't work sometimes or that you consider broken at your house is, hey, I'm just done with the maintenance. I'm downsizing. I'm going to something simpler so I don't have to spend all my free time trimming, hedging, fertilizing, mowing, planting, weeding, and all of that. So I get that. I really get that. So what's right or what's wrong with your current house? We've decided whether or not the location's right. Now we're going to think through what's wrong with the house and take an assessment. Okay, I've got dated plumbing fixtures and a couple of kitchen appliances that aren't working very well. What am I going to spend to correct that to stay? And how does that compare with what I'm going to spend getting the house ready for sale, which some of those things are going to get fixed to put the house up for sale? You live with it broken for 12 years, but now you're going to sell it, so now you're going to pay and get it fixed. That's a pretty typical story. And then you're going to find something that's close to what you like, and you're going to go through the sale of this house, the purchase of that house, all the pressure of moving, get into the new house, and probably find a thing or two at that house that you'd like to get done as well. Weigh all those factors in before you jump in to make a decision. Let's get to the phones.
Harlan is first on the line. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a simple question.
Okay.
I got an air handler. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Okay. Is it isolated to one plumbing fixture, Harlan, or is it throughout the house?
Throughout the house.
Okay. Have you run a pressure test on your home?
I have not yet. Okay. I'm thinking about just calling a plumber and having him out to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I'm a kind of do-it-myself kind of guy, you know?
Okay. Well, you can start the do-it-yourself kind of guy thing by running to Ace Hardware and just picking up a pressure valve, and you screw that onto the hose bib right where the water manifold is, where the water comes into your house. Make sure the pool autofiller is off, the ice maker is off. Make sure nobody's in the shower, using the bathroom, brushing their teeth, washing the clothes. Make sure all the water is in a stationary condition. Screw this valve gauge onto the hose bib. Turn the hose bib on full blast, and you ought to be under 65 PSI. If you're over 65 PSI, that's probably the problem. And if it's throughout the entire house, you're going to put a pressure regulator right there ahead of the vacuum breaker that's going into your house. If you were dealing with one or two fixtures in particular, then we could fix that with an air suppression device put on the angle stop that you buy over the internet at a place called Sioux Chief, like the Indian tribe Sioux, S-I-O-U-X, Sioux Chief, and you can get those air hammer arrestor devices there. But for you, I'd pressure test it. You're probably well above 65.
I have great water pressure.
Yeah. Probably too great. Probably too great.
I agree.
You want to keep it about 65, Harlan.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, man.
We appreciate the call. From there, we'll bring Sam into the conversation. Your turn, sir.
Yeah, I have a problem in my living room and my master bedroom. I've had it all since I've been here, 03. I was wondering if you could send somebody out. It gets warmer in there than it does in all the other parts of the house.
Yeah, tell me, how big a house do you have, Sam? Three-bedroom, two-bedroom, how big?
It's four bedrooms.
Okay, it's four bedrooms, and it's a single air conditioner or two?
It's single air conditioner.
Single air conditioner, okay. And we're hot in one bedroom? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's hot in the east bedroom, which is the master bedroom.
Of course.
And it's hot in the living room.
Okay. All right. Seems like it's always the master bedroom we have the problem with, right?
Yeah.
Sam, have you had a whole house energy audit conducted at your home yet?
No.
Okay. Well, that's where you're going to want to start, okay? Because they'll do a pressure test on the ductwork, make sure all the ducts are in good integrity. They'll do an air pressure test. They'll do an air mapping situation. Now, let me ask you this. So in the summer, those two rooms are warm. In the winter, are those two rooms cold?
Right.
Okay, so we're not getting sufficient airflow to those two rooms. There's a lot of different ways we can solve that. If you want to try and solve it yourself, take a look at the registers that are located in every room of the house, the supply registers. How can you regulate those where you can shut them down or open them up?
Yeah, you can open them up and shut them down.
Okay. Do you do that with a screwdriver that you send in and the vanes are located behind the grill, or is it simply a slide mechanism on
it's
the
a
face?
Slide
of
mechanism. Oh,
okay. All right. What you can try, Sam, is shut every register in the house down about 50%. Okay. And then whatever room isn't staying the temperature you want, go open those registers all the way. That's just kind of a very unscientific, handyman way of trying to balance your pressure. You can go ahead and do that today, but I would encourage you, if you haven't got the whole house energy audit done, do it. It's about a $400 examination of your entire house that only costs you $99. It will be the best $99 you ever spend, and they could very well establish that it's possibly an air duct leak that's causing the problem. And they can also thermal image your home, take a look at whether or not all the insulation is as complete as it could, what your air leakage might be outside of the house. And the two whole house energy audit companies that operate in Maricopa County that are ROSI certified are REIS, R-E-E-I-S, and Green ID.
And what ROSI means by ROSI certified is we're only as good as the contractor referral network we have. We don't claim to be experts in every trade or be able to know every single aspect of every single part in your home. That's why we have the ROSI on the House Certified Contractor Referral Network. It is statewide as the broadcast is, and we put contractors through a screening process tied a screening process. If they make it through, then they're invited to join. They have to sign a complaint resolution policy and a code of ethics and adhere to that to maintain their Rosie on the House certification. And we just are proud to announce a new member in the Tucson market. If you're looking for, you're talking about staying or going, a big part of staying,
yeah, right,
and the theme it's been since the 7 o'clock hour, y'all are talking about moving stuff out, organizing. We have California closets if you're looking to do any kind of closet organization, pantry organization, convert a old bedroom maybe into a library now. They're a great, great asset to go through. Visit one of their two showrooms. There's one out on the north side of town by I-10, and then another one at Skyline and Campbell Drive. And that's right where Skyline turns into Sunrise Drive. Mm-hmm. And man, talk about, if you've never driven that area, and there's a reason they call it Sunrise Drive, as it comes up over Graham and the Catalinas Bay. It's a beautiful area of Arizona. But anyway, that's kind of a detour of our partner, California Closets. Welcome to the Rosie on the House team of certified contractors.
In the Tucson market, which is a growing market. So we appreciate everybody's participation. The homeowners down there, someone called the show last week and said, hey, I'm driving down the road and there's actually a Rosie certified contractor. I see the stamp on his truck. He's right in front of me right now. So growing for your protection. All right. We don't want you to do anything in about around your house, home, castle, or cabin without first starting at rosieonthehouse.com.
And if you're a service provider or a contractor and you're thinking, oh, I'd like to local service contractor, I want to join the network, you can start at rosieonthehouse.com. From the homepage, just click on interested in becoming a partner. There's the details there, and you can start the application online. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It goes out Thursday talking about what we're going to be talking about on Saturday. And there's also promotions that our partners put in there. And if there's events going on around town, we'll have them listed. It's the only place you can get our article now. It used to come out weekly in the Republic, but now it's only in our email newsletter. And it's what Rosie's talking about today. Should I stay or should I go? You can also fill out a contact form there. If the question you're looking for has not been answered in our do-it-yourself question and answer database, you can submit your questions there online. You can also sign up for the Arizona Staycation. That's the only place you can register for that event that Sanderson Ford helps bring to you. It's a way to help enjoy the local state and support the local economy. Only at Rosie. That's Rosie on the house.com.